due offenses. I'm reading from inecnigeria.org. This was back in 2019. This were the punishments or the crimes that the INEC body had mapped out for the conduction of elections, you know, those years ago. Now, section 15 or point 15 of that particular rule book, like electoral offenses and penalties, says accepting money or any other inducement during an election, the penalty is a fine of 100,000 naira or imprisonment for a term of 12 months or both. And the reference is section 130 of the Electoral Act of 2010, right? Great. Now, the more recent suggestion has been that it should be taken up to 500,000. All right. Now, we're not here to say what is should be the punishment. No. That's not our conversation. However, our conversation is how do we challenge this vote-buying culture? You see, electoral fraud or electoral fraud, right, sometimes referred to as election manipulation, voter fraud, or vote rigging, involves illegal interference with the process of an election, either by increasing the vote share of a favored candidate, depressing the vote share of a rival candidate, or both. It differs, but often goes hand in hand with voter suppression. What exactly constitutes electoral fraud varies from country to country. So, in Nigeria now, I think it's come to the point where people now see, in quote, this vote buying as electoral fraud. And there've been so many videos. There was one from the East where they were giving out monies. I think it was it 2,000 naira or something? People would shake their hands and say, take. And then over the weekend, reports had it that during the election in Ekiti State, that some members of the public or the voting public were seen or were reported to have been coerced or rather, let's see, induced to make their votes for a particular party or for various parties. It wasn't just one party, right? For various parties. And then there was a whole lot of hubbub about it. So, once again, the question that I asked this morning is this. How do we challenge the voter buying mentality? It's not a question of, oh, what punishment we should give. Yes, people know there should be punishment. Punishment have not been effected over the years. But this time around, with a lot of technology, with people's cameras are always on all over the place, and then some people, funny enough, coming up to show the naira notes they received at the election ground, has to make the question, has to bring the question, how do we challenge that mentality? People have made jokes. Oh, I will sell my vote for $1 million, $2 million, that is. Some say, no, 200, 500. Whether it's 200, 200 million, it doesn't matter. If you are selling your vote, if you're offering your votes up for sale, you are mortgaging not just your future, but the future of other people. Other people are going to suffer because of your choice or benefits. I'm not quite sure where you stand on this one, really.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
Zero one seven nine two three zero 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 two 0817 93 0003 0817 93 0007 and 0817 93 0009. WhatsApp, Telegram available on 0809 030 6416. At Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on social media, Twitter and Facebook. How do we challenge the vote by mentality? We're talking about punishing people. Now, how do you challenge it? Because there are some people who feel it is during this election period that we will get the most money from candidates. Yes. King was on the line. Oh, apologies to King there. 92.3. Hello, Potako. Good morning, please.
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good morning to you.
Good morning, Zion. Go on, please.
I put it down to the government working with the CDC That is what the government got it wrong. The government is spending money on Nigerian police and their dogs to monitor elections and yet the vote buying on the spree. I think let us also change it on this other form. The citizens and the paramount rulers are the custodians of that community.
Are you not putting too much pressure on these so-called traditional rulers who don't really have too much power in terms of politics, who don't have too much power in terms of their security? Is that not too much to
ask
of
them? Because we don't involve them. We have abandoned a lot of paramount rulers and citizens in their communities. They are just idle, doing nothing. Because the government has abandoned them. Look at the colonial masters when they came. They used the CDCs as the traditional tool to conquer grounds. It's common technique, common sense. Since the Nigerian police cannot arrest anybody, they cannot prosecute anybody for electoral offenses, let us now use the CDC. The billions we are giving to Nigerian police, carry that billion, give it to the CDC and the paramount rulers, and they will mobilize their security apparatus in the locality or in that community that will monitor the electoral process. They know themselves. They know those who come and buy votes, who sell votes. They know those who come and cut their crap, but they know themselves. Give them the money. Give the paramount ruler the millions you are giving on Nigerian police, really no profit. See, let me be honest to you. Elections in Nigeria can be done easily and so cheap, cost effective. And if you think you can't give to the paramount ruler, can we try electoral voting? Where I can sit in my house and I die. See, these are ways. There are ways you cope up certain situations. That is why government is giving the opposition as a mechanism that regulates the system of the people. You are going to think ahead of them. Okay, electoral balance is there. Ballot smashing is there. Yeah. What can we do to cope this electoral voting? Staying as I'm in my house making this call. Is anybody disturbing me? I'm in my office calling you, somebody disturbing me. If I can also text to that INEC server my vote perception or who I want to vote for, will anybody disturb me? Very cost effective. It's not expensive. It's so cheap. But yet hungry because INEC is benefiting from the violence. A lot of authorities are benefiting from the violence. They don't want to think for the position to solve this issue of electoral violence. Now, people have look at the money they found full on social media. Has anybody arrested that girl? But the girl that
that's a good question. Let me ask you. Are you suggesting that in order to challenge this vote buying mentality, even the electorates themselves, even the people themselves, if they are caught receiving money, they should be punished?
Sir, if you say they should be punished, it's a different idea. People are volunteering on their own, they are selling the votes. So why can't the INEC, which is the umpire, change their method of operation? Use to electronic, let's who come and give you money. Even they will give you money, consign you. But the electoral process will not show that they sold your vote. Mm. But if you use the CDC and the paramount rulers, they know the boys they will send. Go to that polling unit and mount security. They know how they shuffle this money. People who give this money, they don't stand on the polling unit, so they stand by the way with a bag full of money here. And the security agent is also there. We can solve this problem if we are sincere. But we keep talking and talking because we are so hypocritical in this country. We are not sincere to ourselves in this country. I want to ask you, sir. The lady that came up and said she was the one who slept with dog, did they arrest her immediately? Now this one that are sampling their money, that they gave them, they are already sold their vote. They are even singing and shaming me, Mr. Zion, personally. I am sold my vote, Mr. Zion. What can you do? Has the police arrested that person?
All right, that's a good question Zion is asking. So the person who got the, in quotes, the inducement, you know, has there been any punishment to them? Now, looking at the Electoral Act of 2022, it was signed. Yes, it's been signed. This is what INEC is saying, all right? For the Electoral Act of 2022, if you go on to section 126 or point 126, right? This is what it says about electoral conduct, misdemeanors or crimes, on election day. Offenses on election day. So, I read now. No person shall do any of the following acts or things at a polling unit within a distance of 300 meters of a polling unit on the date on which an election is held. 1. Canvass for votes. Solicit for votes of any voter. Okay. Persuade any voter not to vote for any particular candidate. Persuade any voter not to vote at the election. Shout slogans concerning the election. Be in possession of any offensive weapon or wear any dress or have any facial or other decoration which in an event is calculated to intimidate voters. See that? So anybody who tries to tell you don't vote for this person or tells you take this money and go and vote for that person is causing an offense. But it's an offense apparently that some people are looking forward to. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and 0817-923-0007-923-0009. Now, Alfred Sumiari says, a vote buying an election is eating deep into the fabric of the Nigerian election. It is not enough to enact laws against vote buying. The election regulatory body should ensure anyone caught in the act is properly dealt with. Secondly, there should also be a sensitization of the public about the punishment of such actions. And it was suggesting 500,000 naira punishment. Yeah. Or some time in jail, or both, right? But once again, I'm not so much putting the focus on the punishment, but how do we change the mindset of people to not expect inducement? There were elections where it was rumored to have had 10,000 naira, 10,000 naira distributed to people who came to vote. And then it makes it a bit more complex because you say, oh, why don't you collect the money and then vote whom you want? But then the money doesn't come before you vote. They usually have a request for proof. Okay, let me see where you stamped. Your thumb. Where did you? Or they tell you, oh, if you don't put it here, if we don't see it here, we are counting. If you don't see it, we will not pay you. And so some people then walk in knowing fully well that... It's 10,000 naira. It seems a bit myopic that anybody would take 10,000 naira or 5,000 naira and think, oh, this is going to be just enough until the next politician comes through. 10,000 naira? 5,000 naira? Ay, ay, ay.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back. It's been very well documented here in these parts that some individuals during election days or just before election days offer some form of inducement to the people, the electorate, to garner votes. Now, sometimes we've seen bags of rice, maybe you can say that a gift, tomatoes, wrappers, yes, gifts. But you see, the vote buying itself usually happens on the day of election where you are given a certain amount of money or offered a certain amount of money for you to place your thumb on a particular candidate's poster or picture or slot so that your thumb guarantees that that person gets your vote. That's the way it works. However, it's not the punishment per se that we are talking about. Our conversation is how that mindset itself can be changed. Because once again, if you do sell your votes, This is different from, you know, the lobbying that tends to go on when you have delegates and things. We're talking about outrightly selling your franchise, outrightly saying that your decision is worth XYZ Naira. It's interesting to note that for the next 4 years or 5 years, or however long it takes for the next government to come through, that money that you would have received for placing your thumb and granting that person access to the corridors of power may be less than the percent of what that person, apart from legally, stands to gain from salaries and benefits, right? It pales in comparison to what most of these politicians do not do with the monies allocated to them. So once again, I ask, how do we change the mindset of vote buying? Before you call in, turn down the volume of your radio set, and then when you do, please refrain from derogatory or defamatory comments and avoid comments that might be seen as inciting. Do not make any unsubstantiated claim.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
And then 0817930009. Monday. Welcome, Monday. Good morning to you.
Okay. I want to know. I need PVC, and I don't know how to get it, please.
Well, just go online. There are PVC centers online. Just go to inec.org, all right, and search for the PVC centers around your area. Go to inec.org. You should be able to find information, please.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Interesting. Getting people very curious and passionate about getting their PVC. Hello, Jude. Vote buy mentality has come to spotlight since 2015 and has come to stay. There's hunger in the land. Imagine a family of five with PVC promised to be given 10,000 naira each, which is equivalent to 50,000 naira. If they vote for a particular candidate, politicians purposely impoverish the masses so that during the election they can buy their votes with peanuts. Now, once again, Kinsley, that's Kinsley from Aba. If you do sell your vote, let's assume this scenario of 50,000 naira. How much can 50,000 naira get for you between now and the next 3 months? And how much do you think that particular, you know, politician will get when he gets into power? Temple is speaking for Melubolo. Temple, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning, please.
Yeah. Even though you say you are not actually considering the punishment, the way Nigerian system works, I doubt if that attitude can be discouraged or eliminated without any punishment attached. My own, the way I think that can be handled is lift the consideration of punishment only to the giver and spread it also to the receiver. If the parties or the politicians or the delegates, contestants, as the case may be, have a way of monitoring to know those who really comply as to remunerate them, then the system should also have a way of knowing who really accepted this bribe, per se, in order to do the wrong thing. So that when you punish both the giver and the receiver, then the receiver who is considering, the receiver will consider how much is he going to be given in comparison to the punishment he's about to receive. That's the only means, I think, due to the way our mindset has been programmed wrongly, that's the only way I think that this system can be discouraged.
All right, thank you very much. Christian is in Ogbogoro. Shay is also in LLNY. Shay, please give us a minute. Christian, please drop your comments.
Yes, I'm with you. Good day, Andrew.
This is Jude. Good morning, please.
Okay, Jude, sorry. I really appreciate God for this topic you're discussing this morning. Sincerely speaking, if there is law that will checkmate people who use bribe during electoral process or who collect, that would be nice. Why I say if there will be, forget about all the announcement or the law made already, because if those things are effective, it would have started with the people who did primaries a few weeks ago, who bought their delegates with $20,000, $25,000, we know it's over 10 million naira.
Interesting allegations.
It's not an allegation. It's not an allegation. We all know.
Did you see the money?
Went through the process. The truth is that if there is law that will be effective in such aspects, it should have started with them.
Okay.
The problem is that Nigerians, as I'm talking to you, are not yet ready to come out from their problem. Just imagine that someone offers such money to become whatever I want to become, and tomorrow you want good governance. It's not possible. We should learn to wake up from our slumber and say no, even if they offer you, say you don't want it.
So how do we convince that? Christian, that's exactly the narrative here. How do we convince people to say no when they are offered? Shay is in another one. Shay, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Jude.
Good morning. Welcome, Shay.
Thank you. Yeah, listening to your program yesterday, as regards to INEC office, people want to get PVC from the INEC office, and they will have to pay. And when you see people paying money to even collect their PVC on election day, what do you expect? They want to recover the money they spent on collection of their PVC.
But how much, Shay? Look, Shay, let's be factual. Let's agree that, right, people have been paying money to carry out their PVC registration. The reports have it that some people pay 2,000, 3,000. Then on that day, right, somebody offers you 5,000. Please tell me in all honesty, from the point when you pay 3,000 naira, right, to the point where you vote, is not more than 4 or 5 months. Are you saying that within those 4 or 5 months, those people have not seen extra 2,000 naira between 4 and 5 months, Shay?
Now, if you want to arrest them on that election day now, why didn't you start from the INEC office and arrest those people that were collecting money for PVC?
Good question.
Just to check PVC.
Good question.
And they are asking you to pay 2,000. They are asking you to pay 3,000.
Good question.
They are asking you to pay 4,000, as the cases may be. Then on election day, you want to arrest people because they cast their vote for collecting money? No, now it's not done like. If you want to get it right, if you want to get it right, start with the INEC officials.
Okay.
When you arrest them for doing this, then on election day, all this kind of thing will not be occurring.
Well, Christian in Ogbogoro, good morning, please.
Yes, I'm back.
Yes, please.
The network did not allow me to continue.
Go on, please.
Yes, I was saying that if Nigerians will wake up and reject these people, why is a thing waiting? The giver and the receiver. It's just like a robber stealing television and everything, getting into people's house. If there is no buyer, they will not steal again. Nigerians should wake up and say no to these killers. If there's anything worth giving, and you want to give me for me to sell my books for you, then give me like 30 million naira per head. I will do it and leave this country for you.
Christian, so Hello? Let me ask you now. Christian, let's say, right, you and maybe 5 of your friends, or maybe 50 of your friends are going to be the deciding factor, right, of who becomes local government chairman or governor in your locale, or even president. And then the politicians come and meet you and say, bros, Christian, please, take 50 million naira, share with the 10 or 20 of your friends. Would you take that money?
My brother, I'm just saying what I said out of anger.
Once again, it's a genuine question.
My main point is that we should learn to say no.
Yes, we should learn to say no.
So that this old man who has been there before we were born should go and sit down. So that people who are capable and credible will take the position and do something in them.
All right. Christian, once again, your thoughts clearly understood and I appreciate it. But the real question, right? You said people should stop. How do you make people stop? How do you get people to not look forward to an election day spree? Electoral Act offenses by the INEC. Go online, read them. Electoral Act 2022. There's a PDF version, and I'm reading from that very version. Now, point 121, number 2 says, a voter commits an offense of bribery. Listen, please. A voter, that could be you. That would be you. A voter commits an offense of bribery where before or during an election, this is where it gets even interesting, before or during an election, directly or indirectly, by his or herself, or by any person on his or her behalf, receives, agrees, or contracts for any money, gift, loan, valuable consideration, office, place, or employment for his or herself, or for any other person, for voting for or agreeing to vote for or refraining or agreeing to refrain from voting at any such election. This is where the voter buying is explicitly handled. A voter, that would be you, you and you listening, commits an offense of bribery where before or during the election, directly or indirectly, places himself or herself or by any other person on or his behalf, receives, agrees, or contracts for money, gift, loan, valuable consideration, office, place or employment for himself or herself or for any other person for voting or agreeing to vote or refraining or agreeing to refrain from voting at any such election. It's so explicit. Livinus is near Che. Livinus, good morning to you. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Hello.
Yes, good morning, Livinus. Welcome, please.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. Do you know that there is no vote buying during elections without the collaboration of INEC officials? Then how we can stop vote buying during elections is, one, then the law enforcement agent should arrest any INEC official at any polling unit where they have seen vote selling and buying. And the party that is not favored should raise alarm so that the government of the day or INEC will notice that there was something illegal being perpetrated at the polling unit at any point in time. If the police or the law enforcement agents also collaborated, because they can also collaborate by just taking their own share, then every person should be brought to book. And the candidate that was declared winner, the judiciary in the court should nullify his election. This can stop vote selling and buying during elections.
Okay, all right, Levinus, thank you very much. Now, it's a very interesting message I'd like to share with you this morning. All right, this one here, where's that? Okay, good morning, June. We are not talking about vote extortion. Votes are sold willingly. It's a very ingenious way to start. Now, let me go back to the Electoral Act once again. See that first line for that message, right? It says a voter commits an offense of bribery where before, during the election, directly or indirectly, right, either by his or herself, on his or her behalf, receives, agrees, or contracts. That means the person solicits for. So if you position yourself, like my friend said, you position, stay one kind, do your face one how, put your nose like this, do your mouth like this, and when you see somebody who is a representative of one party, you know, let's call the party QYP party, you see the of QYP come, you not do your face like this, you not even greet, hello, nah, how are you? Ladies and gentlemen, you are soliciting. That is a crime. Excuse me, that's a crime. It's an offense. According to this, you do like your nose is paining you. They should come and touch you first. Then you tell them how much you want. In the immortal words of Chief Zebrudiah, fa 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 foul. Nathaniel Zomboye Island. Nathaniel, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome, please.
For me, it's likely almost impossible to stop this vote buying. Because those who buy the votes are the same set of people that emerge. And at the end of the day, they become governors, they become president, they become House of Rep members, they become senators and all the rest. So do you think a president have to get himself arrested or implicated for buying votes, or the same thing applies to the governor? These are the same set of people. After buying those votes, they merge as people in those same positions. So it's not going to be very, very possible at all. Except the power to do that is independently put in the hands of the security agencies as well as INEC. People's INEC is independent, but for me, I think it's not independent at all. Because sometimes, in most cases, they collect information and directions from those in power. And at the same time,
Nathaniel, let's agree all this thing you say is true. But how do you think you will convince the Mama Ekabos and all the other people in those areas from not selling their votes? How do you discourage them from doing things like that?
Pardon, please.
Oh, dear. Collins is in Ajiba State. Collins, good morning to you. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, Collins.
Good morning, Mr. Jeff.
Good morning.
Okay, before I probably suggest how we can bring down that business, let me first first say this. The people that want to arrest the defaulters are also collecting. So the system is bad. I met itself. Some of their representatives in some locations and all that, polling units, they have already made up their mind that we are getting rich. This is the get rich period for us.
Okay.
So the mind, I don't know if there will be a good citation. There's a law. In fact, every Nigeria has law, but the problem is.
Okay. All right, Collins, thank you very much. So let me get back to the message from Tex, which got me to read the Electoral Act once again, the offenses. All right, so Tex says, we are not talking about vote extortion, votes are sold willingly, which, once again, is a crime. Once again, in the immortal words of Chief Zebrudiah, fa 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 foul. So, we shouldn't be calling out vote buyers without first criticizing the vote sellers, who even outnumber the vote buyers. What that means is the people that will be the electorates, people who will come, people like you who go and queue up to vote, are more than the people who want to even buy the votes. But if you are willing to sell, that's where the price comes to 5,000 naira, 2,000 naira. Now, but if previous winners of elections who promised us roads, better healthcare, educational facilities, lower commodities, etc., right, meet these promises, voters or tempting voters will not be easy. But since they regularly fail, it seems convenient for ignorant Nigerians to collect the cash. And once again, Tex, how do we get those ignorant Nigerians to not be ignorant? Because no matter how you splice this, that you want to get the money you spent during what you might call it registration, they offer you 5,000 naira. Really? We're not talking about 50,000. They gave you 5,000 to vote for Jude. Ah, no, now. Something has to give. Something has to give. Now, added to the kidnappers and armed robbers, vote selling and vote buy is now another way. I want the federal government to make the 200 naira notes. Oh, the highest denomination. 500 and 1,000 should be withdrawn, so illicit business deals like vote buyers will not have a choice but to carry huge stash of cash and expose themselves to the risk of easy apprehension. Not a bad idea.